The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the lodgings. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. The Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Walking through the old city of Jerusalem with a poinsettia in one arm and with bags of Christmas grocery items in my other arm, which mostly involved butter and butter and more butter. If you know me, you know that that's pretty much what I like to have in my grocery items. And I was just trying to get home. And so I was inching my way towards Jerusalem's new gate, and I managed to say a couple of times to the shopkeepers, "Kusani unto Salmin," which means Merry Christmas, but everybody could see that my arms were loaded, and so I didn't have time for Arab hospitality, no time for coffee, no time for snacks, just getting home, because I needed to go and get my butter on the way into the cookies that I was going to have. So I was there almost to Newgate, and the classes just got out at the Catholic school nearby, at the Frere School, so there were kids everywhere in the street. Absolutely kids everywhere. And so I just grabbed my poinsettia a little bit closer to my body and my bags of butter closer on the other side, and I thought, okay, please just let me get through this. And I was shouting another Merry Christmas to a shop when suddenly a little boy, no more than 6 years old, came up to me, and he held something up to my face. It was green, and it was glass, and it was definitely broken. And I thought, what am I supposed to do with this? My arms are full. And he held it out even more. And so I sighed, and I put my bags down. I put the poinsettia down. I put the butter down, and I grabbed the little green thing that he was holding out to me. And what was it? Well, it was broken. It was quite broken. The side was cracked. Once upon a time, it may have been a bell. The top, where a hook might go so that it actually could be used as a tree ornament, was completely missing. And what I decided in that moment was that this young boy saw a responsible-looking adult and picked up this piece of trash from the street and wanted to be helpful. And so said, here, take this. And it reminded me of my own kids when we would be on a walk to the park and they would see something weird on the ground and would say, here, Mom, I don't know what this is, but you have it. You take it. And so I took it from this boy's hand, and then I said, Harbani, it's broken. It's broken. As soon as I said it, I knew that I had miscalculated this moment. The boy looked at that cracked green bell in my hand, and then he looked at me, and I could see that I had done the wrong thing. He didn't say anything more, but his body language needed no translation. His hands, shoulders, deep brown eyes all said, but I was giving it to you. This was a gift for me, broken, but for me. Before I had a chance to make amends, the little boy ran off, running down the street toward the other boys, but I quickly held up that green ornament and I called to him, Shukran, thank you, Merry Christmas. And he stopped and he turned and he said, and Merry Christmas to you, and to Salome, with a huge smile. And then he ran off in a flurry of Christmas joy, Christmas break, no more school joy. You know, in our nativity scenes and on our Christmas cards, Mary always looks so perfect and serene. And Joseph seems to have everything under control, and the stable has apparently always been freshly cleaned. And the baby Jesus, well, no crying he makes. All is calm. All is bright. And yet what we are doing tonight is we are celebrating a scandal. A scandal. The scandal of the incarnation is that the Messiah did not come to us as a king or a celebrity or a perfect specimen of a human. Jesus came to us, God came to us as a real baby in a real body, a body that was ultimately broken for us. What does that mean? Well, for me, this means that tonight, as we gather for Christmas, when we experience God with us, Emmanuel, we experience God through the beautiful and broken things, perhaps especially in the beautiful, broken things of the world. Tonight, we experience God with us in the rubble of war and the rubble of our human sinfulness. And we rejoice not because everything is perfect, but because God came to us in the imperfect parts of our lives. God is not bound to the realm of the heavenly and the perfect. God came among us through Jesus. Jesus, who was born under occupation, was laid in manger, worshipped by shepherds, hunted by a king, rejected by religious authorities, surrounded by sinners and outcasts, arrested, beaten, and crucified. Broken. A beautiful gift, broken for us, broken with us. Thanks be to God. You might remember, some of you, that we hosted a book talk in September from my friend Stephanie Saldana, who lives with her family in Bethlehem. She was with us in September, and she had just returned home on October 7th when the events happened on that day and in that place. And I'm going to quote her. I hope this doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to pay me because I'm reading someone else's words on Christmas Eve. But I think that this is very important. These words are important. Hear the words of my friend Stephanie from the streets of Bethlehem. During wartime, you cannot afford to wait for God to arrive. So I searched for God already with us. I felt God when the bakers beneath our house handed my children warm bread. When my friend Hanadi carried a heavy pot of babara through the checkpoint on the feast of St. Barbara so that she could share the dessert with her colleagues. God was in Sammy, the tea seller who taught me the recipe for his tisane, infused mint and sage, cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, lemon, rose. God was in Suleiman, wiping down chairs on Star Street, already preparing the cafe he would open when the war is over. I would walk to the Church of the Nativity to find teenage boys lighting candles before the icon of Mary, Our Lady of Miracles, before they continued to school. People became gentler with one another. A soft asking, "How are you?" It was in those days that I became aware that the incarnation is a kindness. The incarnation is a kindness. God breaking through the void to comfort us. Emmanuel, God with us. A "with" I now understood was not simply a word, but a connection that carries the weight of the entire world. God bridging the distance and saying, "You are not alone. I would never ask you to live this by yourself." And it is precisely this that we are longing for in our lives, for God to reach out over and over again to keep reassuring us. And so God does. And so God does. And so God does. And so God is. Merry Christmas. You are not alone. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.